Proverbs 3:19, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. We're in the month of October. Divine wisdom is the theme. And today we examine the relationship between divine wisdom and God's glory. First Kings 4:29-34, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Israelite. Okay, so these are wise men, and he exceeded all of them. And Haman, and Calcol, wow, you can name your child Calcol, and Dada, okay, there's Dada here, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about, hallelujah, in all Amen. Nations round about.
Amen.
And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Wow. And he spake of trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. So now he was into botany. Wow. And he spake also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fishes. Hey, it was now a science lecture. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. So you see what wisdom can do. Someone who didn't attend a school of botany, he wasn't in the school of physics, and now he had become a lecturer in all those fields. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power of wisdom, divine wisdom, wisdom given by God.
Amen.
We see in Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory. So we see wisdom in there. We see glory in there. Revelations, that was Revelations 5:12. Now Revelation 7:12. Saying amen, blessing, and glory. And right after glory, we find and wisdom. And thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
That is the power of wisdom. The power of wisdom. Our first lesson, God and God's glory are inseparable. Whenever you find God, his glory is inherent. His glory cannot be separated from his person. God's glory cannot be separated from his person. Scripture says that everything he does is glorious. All he does is glorious. Glorious are your works. Wonderful are your works. He's fearful in praise. He's glorious in holiness. Everything about God is glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything. There's nothing that you can say that God has done and it lacks glory. Everything about the clouds, the sun, the planets, the everything that he's done. We learn from creation. He said that it is good. Everything that God has made, has created, is glorious. There's nothing that God has done which is not glorious in nature. everything he does. It's weighty. It's glorious. Because in his very nature, he's glorious. We serve a glorious God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our second lesson, the glory of God is seen in the display of his wisdom. We learn from Proverbs that God has made the earth. He had founded the earth by wisdom, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. By wisdom. You see the earth, how old it is, how preserved it has been. Recycling of everything is just in a recycled manner, and everything is just preserved just as God had made it. And you see in here that it is God by his wisdom that he made the earth. We find also that King Solomon now was doing all sorts of glorious and wonderful things because of the wisdom God has given him. We learn from the Gospels, Jesus said that a greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here. That, and he even said that Solomon, with all his wisdom, could not be more beautifully attired than the flowers of the fields. In fact, the wisdom of God, what it can do, it beats all human imagination.
Amen.
The display of God's glory comes from his wisdom. And that's our third point. That when you need to access, or when you want to display the glory of God, or you want to display glory, you must access divine wisdom. When you read John chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, it says that, and this is about Jesus, and saith unto him, every man, that's when was at the wedding in Cana. And now a man came to him and saith unto him, that every man at the beginning that set forth good wine, and when men have drunk well, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine till now. So there's a man telling the one who's at the head of the wedding that everywhere you go, they give the best wine when starting. But in your case, your best wine is coming at the tail end when the other wine is finished. And that was when Jesus, by the power of God, had turned water to wine. Even wine made by God is glorious. Wow.
Amen.
And it says that this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Jesus manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. There is some glory that God has deposited in you. People must see and believe in the ministry that God has given you. When they saw the miracles, the workings by divine wisdom, what Jesus did, they believed, they experienced that glory, and they believed in his ministry. Whatever God has deposited in you, whatever glory God has deposited in you, for people to see and believe in God's calling upon your life, whatever divine wisdom you need to execute and to reveal that glory today, it shall be granted unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You go for the wisdom, you manifest the glory. You go for the wisdom, you manifest the glory. You operate the wisdom, you manifest the glory. You cannot operate earthly and human wisdom and experience divine glory. God, the one who created you, we know from Jeremiah that before forming you, he already knew you. He had called you even before you were formed. So he knows the genesis of your life, the genesis of your creation. He is the author and creator of your life. He is the one who taught it that, oh, I must send so and so person to the earth to achieve this and that. And I have embedded this glory in this person's life. And so without God granting you wisdom, you can't show forth that glory. And that's why today you are going to pray.
Amen.
It is not attending a certain university that is not what will reveal all of God's glory in your life. When God grants unto you divine wisdom. They saw the disciples and they said, but these people, where did they learn letters? And they realized later that he had been with the King of Glory. Jesus Christ. You have Jesus in you by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today you are praying that, Lord, activate your wisdom in my life. I want to see your glory in my life. Therefore, by your Holy Spirit, activate divine wisdom.
Jesus,
activate divine wisdom in my ministry. Activate divine wisdom in my mind. Activate divine wisdom. Activate it, Lord. For I know that you've granted unto me the Holy Spirit by whom I know all things. Yet, Lord, I am not experiencing certain things, Lord. Therefore, activate, activate, activate. Today, I ask. Solomon asked you, and you granted him wisdom. That now what men couldn't do, he was doing. Lord, activate divine wisdom in my life. In the name of Jesus. Activate divine wisdom. Solomon wrote over 1,000 songs by the wisdom of God. Over 1,000 proverbs. Where did the wisdom come from? By the wisdom of God. I know when you activate divine wisdom in my life, I know my life cannot be the same. I know your glory in my life will be revealed. Therefore, Lord, this Friday, this day, this midday, I cry unto you. Activate divine wisdom in my life. Activate divine wisdom in my life. Activate divine wisdom in my life. In the name of If I have Jesus, who is a greater than Solomon, Lord, who has placed upon me the seal of the Holy Ghost, Lord, and activate, 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 activate. Rababa boshi bere yaba yandere yaba. Rababa boshi kibere biyazandere yaba. You are praying that, Lord, incline my heart unto divine wisdom. Sometimes the wisdom of God is right there, and yet our hearts are inclined to what we've seen somewhere before. Oh, this person sang it this way. And then we abandon the wisdom of God and we go for what we have seen with our physical eyes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What you've seen on Facebook is not the prescription for success. What you've seen on TikTok is not the manual to get you to where God wants you to get to. Activate divine wisdom in my life and incline my heart unto divine wisdom. It means that, Lord, let me find divine wisdom attractive. Let me always, Lord, move towards divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. Some of you, when you lift up your Bibles to read, then you start feeling sleepy. But if you are watching unnecessary things, your eyes will be right awake throughout the night. Pray that prayer right now. Incline my heart. Incline my heart. Incline my heart unto divine wisdom. Your word says that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. So, Lord, incline my heart unto searching out divine wisdom. In the name of Jesus, incline my heart, Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, if you have not never said this prayer meaningfully, that Jesus be Lord and Master over my life, today you have the opportunity. As I pray this prayer, say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you that you died and you rose because of me. I admit, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. As your word says, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I cannot save myself. Today I'm here. I lift up my voice to you. Have mercy upon me. Save me, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. As my King, as my Lord, as my Master, forever, in Jesus' mighty name. If you've said this prayer, you have access to the kingdom of God now that you are alive, and even after death, you have access to eternal life in God's kingdom. A number will be shared on your screens, and when it is shared, do contact us and we'll engage with you and tell you what to do after. God richly bless you, and for everybody who joined prayer today, you are blessed. And I'm waiting to hear the testimonies of God's divine wisdom activated in your life, the wonderful things you are doing, whether in your schools, whether at the workplaces, on whatever projects you are working, and whatever music projects you are doing in ministry. We thank God for divine wisdom. Hallelujah. Revealing his divine glory in your life, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.